You are now entering the world of Musings of a Geek Podcast Network. Stay geeky, my friends.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 42. I am Neil C.
I am Annalise.
And I am not as sick as I have been, but you
are sicker.
Woohoo, party time.
So you might hear me go off mic several times to cough up a lung or something.
Hack up the lung that you picked up for me. Yeah, it's been sickiness.
Right, I could just need like a cigarette to bring this voice home.
Well, it would do a lot more than just bring a voice home. I'll tell you right now.
I'd be alone at home?
I would, yes. Well, not necessarily at home, but you would be alone.
I have to go somewhere else. smoke my lone cigarette.
So this is interesting. We've spent most of the day together. Mm-hmm. We've been kind of home recovering. And we actually haven't hardly talked to each other all day long.
Talking is hard, to be honest. Like, I say more than a couple of sentences and I just start some sort of cough attack. And I'm like, okay, we're solid, right? Good. Yeah. I'm just going to sit over here and you're going to sit over there. And
it's been, if you need to, like, you know you're going to cough, you can just point at me and I'll mute you.
Okay.
Real quick. If you know it's going to be a big one.
I'll do my best for the preemptive mute.
I might just mute you if I see you start to cough. Or if you just start saying stuff I don't want to hear.
Okay.
I'm feeling better, although I also kind of feel like I'm getting sick again. Not that I ever recovered.
And it's just like a big old sick factory over here.
Yeah. And it's also been a really interesting week, which we'll get into for a lot of different reasons. There's so much to talk about that's not really that exciting. So, excuse me. So,
well, yeah, I mean, exciting to other people besides us, of course.
So. I don't think it's that exciting.
Well, I mean, not exciting, but important,
right. I guess. Right. So let me start by saying that I am not in the best mood ever. Right. I'm a little blue, and we'll get into why.
A little down.
Not that it's anything gigantic has happened yet, but we'll get into it. Anyway, so if I sound a little not my normal chipper self, it's not only because I'm sick, it's also because there's a ton going on, which we will get into because it was interesting. I was thinking about like whether we should talk about it or not talk about it, but then I realized the podcast really is about us and it's what we're talking about, so we might as well get it. It has to do with Seven, the dog, not anything about us or, you know,
And he did mention it before.
Yeah, we talked about him.
Tweeted before. Out a couple pictures and things like that, so.
So anyway, so here we are, episode 42. I can't read my notes. That's awesome. I don't hardly take notes, and when I do,
Do you need some glasses?
Do you? Oh no, it doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Thank you though. I probably will eventually. So
I needed glasses before I thought I did. So there you go.
So how are you? No, I'm gonna start coming.
I know, I'm sick. How are you?
But aside from that, how have you been?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little tired, and
how was your New Year's? Happy New Year's, by the way.
Thank you. I feel kind of bad for you about New Year's because I mean, we knew we were going to go to bed early because we both weren't feeling all that well. But I think that I literally took some NyQuil and I think I was asleep. Was it by like 8 or 8:30? 9 maybe? Can we just say 9 to make me feel better? But
yeah, I was thinking, oh my gosh, what was New Year's Thursday? Yes.
No, it was Wednesday because I went to work on Friday. So New Year's Day was Thursday and the second was Wednesday.
All right.
So, hi.
Right. Actually, I think, I can't remember what night it was. So, wasn't it Tuesday it took Seven to the vet?
I think so.
Okay. So, yeah, Wednesday.
It was Tuesday.
Right. Was it Tuesday you took NyQuil? What night are we talking about? We're talking about New Year's Eve, right?
Right.
That's when you took NyQuil. Yeah. That's when I cried myself to sleep.
Yes.
Okay.
I took NyQuil only two nights this week.
Right.
And they were like, the first time I took it, I was so sick. So like the sickest I've been in a long time.
Right.
And I took the NyQuil and you're really upset about Seven. And I was like, I cannot stay awake. Like I was in my head. I was like telling myself, I'm like, oh my God, you need to talk to Neil and you need to make sure he's okay. And then the next thing I know is like, and I'm like, oh my God, I just fell asleep. Are you okay?
Right.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
So that's hilarious. I put the stuff down there for seven and zeros playing with it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's just get the seven thing out of the way. So we talked last week about how seven's getting older and he's having some issues. So I took him to the vet on Tuesday and, I took him in so they'd do a checkup on him, and also because he's due for some boosters for his Bordetella, which is what you give dogs when you have to board them. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
When you have to board them so they don't get kennel cough. And he's also due for a heartworm test to make sure that his heart's all healthy. And I got in there and was talking to him because, his body's starting to fail him. And the vet pretty much told me, yeah, I don't think you really need to give him the tests because it could be weeks, it could be a couple months, but he's not doing really well.
Right, sooner than later.
And sorry. And in this last few days, it's amazing how fast it's happening, but his body is failing him. He's having a hard time standing up. Mm-hmm. He's not very happy. He's in a lot of pain. He's on pain meds. So anyway, my whole thought about this, and we've talked about it, you and I have talked about it, is that I don't want Seven, the dog, the big Doberman, to be in any more pain than he absolutely has to or can handle.
Right.
So my thought is I'm much rather that, he goes before the day comes where he can't move at all.
Right.
And it's a tough choice to make. It's a choice that we have to make. It's not easy. But however, I would rather deal with my emotional pain than him deal with physical pain. I can deal with that. So anyway, we knew that this day was coming sooner rather than later. He's older and he has slowing down.
Arthritis and stuff.
However, we were not prepared for the vet to pretty much go, so you may want to start planning on this.
Right. Make him comfortable.
We were not prepared for him.
Honestly,
to fall.
I thought we were going
to
get like another medication.
Yeah,
and
it was
so maybe
be,
some pain medication or her telling us it's okay to give him like baby aspirin or something. I honestly thought it was going to be like another year or two of just some medications or something. But yeah.
We were certainly not ready for how fast.
Why bother with the shots?
Right.
Like, okay.
And we were definitely not ready for how fast his body. This week has been freaking amazing. We're like, I guess he had that one big spill.
He had that one big spill. And he hasn't
New
really
Day.
Bounced back from that, honestly.
No, New Year's Day, the poor dog got stuck in the dog door, so he doesn't go in the dog door. So if there's a lot more ambient
again, which
noise,
I think he's still, because it was only a few days after his big fall, so I think he's still dealing from that. And you know, once you get older, it's like anything with people. You don't bounce back. You have a tumble or break a rib.
Hip.
Mountain
hip
biking.
Is the big thing.
Right.
Once you're older and
you
lose
back
a hip,
from that,
that's typically
he's
not.
He's considered a senior. So if you were, 70 and like broke your hip, you wouldn't just bounce back. So.
Yeah.
And if you got stuck in the door, we'd be like, it's time to put her down.
So the poor dog got stuck in the dog door on New Year's Day. And now
we have a really big dog door. I don't want you guys to think that we make him go through the Chihuahua door.
It's made for a dog his size. And so now we keep the door open pretty much all the time.
Sorry about that.
So if you hear some ambient noise from outside or you hear the dogs barking even more, that's why we have the door open. So
if we have to pay an extra month or two of a little bit higher energy bill because of making the dog comfortable to go in and out so he doesn't get stuck in the door, then that's fine.
Fortunately for us, with the dog, it's not necessarily a financial thing. We actually have dog insurance. I've had it on him since he was born. So, but anyway,
we just want to make sure he's comfortable and happy. And if he stops being comfortable and happy, then
if he's
then it's just for us, and that's not okay.
That's it. And sorry, I apologize for that. I'm one of those that I really would rather him. I would like to be able to have him get out of the car and walk into the vet on his own power on that final day.
Right, and then you carry
him. Then have to carry him.
Right.
And that's just me. I might be wrong. I talk to a lot of people about it. It's just my feeling on it. So, but anyway, I've been dealing with kind of mourning.
Right, pre-mourning.
Knowing, so I guess it was it New Year's Eve? Is that what you're saying? That was the night?
I think it was New Year's Eve because I think that was the first night that I took DayQuil. NyQuil because NyQuil. I went to visit my family that day and I think you're right. Awful, like tired and worn out and really sick.
I thought you went New Year's Day.
I went New Year's Eve.
Okay. I'm so confused. I'm a little lost. I apologize. I'm a little lost on the day. So anyway.
Was it New Year's Day?
I thought it was New Year's Day.
I don't know. But New Year's Eve was the first night I took medicine and you were really upset.
New Year's.
And I could.